Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for the UFC 267 main event for the light heavyweight title. Kind of been a little overshadowed by the co-main event, if we're honest, but this is a really good fight. So we've got Jan Błachowicz defending his belt against Glover Teixeira. Okay, let's have a quick rundown of the tail of the tape. So Jan Błachowicz, 28-8, Glover Teixeira, 32-7. Both 6'2". Jan Błachowicz with a 2-inch reach advantage, also coming in as the slightly younger man. Okay. So Jan Błachowicz, he's got a Thai boxing background. He's, I believe, a brown belt, maybe now a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. He's very skilled at every range. He's also got good takedown defense. Usually in fights, he's very patient and he picks his shots very well. I think he learned a lesson against Thiago Santos because I think he was expecting Santos to charge at him. And after 10 minutes of no charge, he kind of went after him and paid for it. But generally, he's very patient. He's got great body kicks, as we saw against Ilia Latifi. He's got a great high kick, as we saw at the end of the first round against Luke Rockhold. The main assets that he's got are, in my opinion, is, well, his ability to read and get his head out of the way, but also his left hook. And he adapts it. It's not the same left hook every time. Sometimes he punches it forward. Sometimes he turns his body into it. But generally, that left hand needs very little wind-up to do a lot of damage. On the flip side, you've got Glover Teixeira, who generally is slower and more hittable than his opponents. He's got good basic head movement. You know, you could tell he's a bit of a Mike Tyson fan. He kind of bobs side to side. But his striking's good, but it's quite, you know, it's quite basic. And it's not particularly the fastest or most athletic. So when he's coming up against some of these younger, more athletic guys, he tends to struggle a little bit in the early rounds. Like, he tends to get hit and hurt and dropped, and then basics kick in. And, like, we've talked about it in the Picks podcast. Like, we call it the Glover Teixeira now. Like, that basic level game where if you can do that, no matter how bad the fight's going, you've always got a good foundation to fall back upon. And a lot of fighters don't have it. Now, a lot of fighters, they don't have the Glover Teixeira foundation, but they've got great this or excellent that or whatever it is. Having that nice basic level to fall back upon has done Glover Teixeira well all the way through his career. I mean, he's only lost to some of the top flight fighters in the world. And there was such hype when he came into the UFC. I mean, Joe Rogan was talking about him. I think he was on like an 18-fight win streak or something. But that basic game that he's got has served him well all the way through the years, to the point where I think he's 43 now and he's still going strong. He's still, you know, I mean, he's fighting for a world title. He's got a good chance of winning a world title here. I think against John Jones, of course, he would struggle, but I think this is a very evenly matched fight. Okay, let me show you a couple of bits. So when Glover came into the UFC, like I said, there was a massive amount of hype behind him, and he fought a friend of mine, Kyle Kingsbury. Now, Kyle was a big, athletic, light heavyweight. He's got a good ground game now. I think it's much better than it was then, for sure. But even then, he would have been training hard. He would have had a good ground game. And Glover Teixeira just manhandled him. So I'm not going to play this through at full speed, but I want you to pay attention to the clock, because he just cooks him. He just cooks him. He pulls him back into position, pulls him back down, pushes on his face. Look at that. Get down there. Hand on the face. Then he's smacking him. And not only is Kyle trying to alleviate the pressure and trying to get some space, but he's getting hit and he's getting mauled and he keeps getting a palm in the face, and then he'll bridge and he'll bump and look how Glover Teixeira brings his feet together and clamps onto him like a bull rider. No space to escape there. Pins an arm down, knows full well he's going that direction. Drops his weight. Head position. Back to striking. Like, everything that Kingsbury's doing, he's trying to hold him down. Like, just stop for a minute, please. And the more this happens, look, palm in the face, the more this happens, the more people start to do risky things. Big forearm smash. Pulls his hand out of the way. Look at that. Look how he reaches with that arm. Like, that is a get me out of here arm. Like, that is getting out of bed when when you hear the doorbell ring and you're still fast asleep. Like, he is reaching to get out of bed as fast as he can. Look at that. Straight into an arm triangle. This is what I mean with this kind of pressure. Like at some point, people start reacting. Like this. I mean, anybody that's done basic Brazilian jiu-jitsu will have gone through this drill. You're in mount, you pressure down onto their top of their chest and they reach forward with their arms and then you sit off to an armbar. It's basics. It's really, really simple stuff, but look at that pressure. Like, he's trying to get space. He's trying to get away from Glover. And as he does it, he turns himself into an arm triangle and clamp drags him back down to the floor. And then look at all that pressure and that body weight going into his neck from Glover, who's still clamped onto his lower body because he's still not going to let you escape. And then he's just going to drop off to the side, drops his knee. Look how he does that, so slick. Circles his leg over, traps the leg so he can't be pulled back into guard as he does it. Skips his leg away and then drops his knee down. And then it's all body weight and drive into that shoulder. And this is his UFC debut, bear in mind, like 300 years ago. Very impressive. Wicked tap. Okay. But like I said, now he's fighting younger guys. And I would always say this, Thiago Santos, he's not a very young guy. He's in his late 30s, isn't he? But still, you know, athletic, powerful, fast, dangerous. Glover Teixeira comes crashing in, goes for a takedown. It gets defended. And as he's pulling away, he gets caught with a big hook and he goes down. If you're a Glover Teixeira fan, you won't even get out your seat if he goes down in the first round because you've seen it so many times. You'll be like, that's all right. That's what happens in Glover Teixeira fights. He'll get up and he'll take him down. And exactly what happens. Takes a couple of shots, but then a few minutes later, he's in on a double leg, driving his opponent into the fence, and then the same circumstance kicks in. And there's nothing flamboyant, there's nothing fancy about this. This is typical Glover Teixeira. Drags his opponent down to the floor. Look at that. Lift and dump. And then he just mauls him. Like, he jumps on his back immediately. And Santos is doing what he can to get out of this position. Look, he tries to get a hook free. And Glover just stays on top of him. And then he's not... This is something I love about Glover's game as well. Is although he's got a great submission output, although he's lethal on the floor and he's got a whole variety of submissions on his record, he's never rushed to chase it. Where are we at? Yeah, 9 submissions on his record. He's never in a rush to chase the submission. He'll always find his way there when you've just had enough of palms in your face or hammers to the side of the head or whatever. There'll come that moment where you'll just go, you know what? I would rather get choked than get punched in the face anymore. Look, I mean, bang. Bang. Like, can you think, like, just put yourself in that scenario there. Just picture yourself face down on the canvas, crammed into the fence with, 210, 215-pound dude on top of you that is a black belt Brazilian jiu-jitsu and has taken your best punch and is now in top position getting some payback. Look at this. Straight in on the neck. What a miserable end to your day. And that's Glover. Look, here we are again. Iwan Cutelaba throws a big right hand. Iwan Cutelaba does a mad spinning back elbow and Glover goes down. But how does this fight end? Ooh, too fast on the spin. How does this fight end? Rear naked choke. It's just so beautifully consistent that if Glover doesn't get knocked down in the first round or the second round, I'm going to think he's not got a chance of winning this fight. Like, the in-round odds should shift massively because as soon as he gets knocked down, you know Glover Teixeira's basic animal game has switched on. You've got the Glover Teixeira that doesn't have to think about taking you down and mounting you and beating you up because that's what his basic game is and he can be semi-conscious and still do it. That's what makes him so terrifying because you can hurt this guy. You can drop him. And like a lot of fighters, they see a fighter go down, especially a guy that's, what is he, 43? He's 41. Sorry, Glover. Sorry. He's only 41. Still, you think you crack this guy and he's going to go down. And a lot of these guys are confident power punchers. A lot of the guys that he's fought are used to hitting people and them going down. Like Thiago Santos, Anthony Smith, Iwan Cutelaba, same situation. Like he's Jared Cannonier, another guy. Like, I just love how consistent it is because it's not ideal, but it's effective. And I look at Glover Teixeira and I say to any young fighter out there, give yourself a Glover Teixeira game and you've always got a good backup to fall upon. That's like doing a degree at the same time as training for the UFC. Like, you need a backup plan. I want the Glover Teixeira backup plan. Let's talk about Jan Błachowicz. Okay, great striker. Muay Thai background. Very calm, very effective. Concerns me a little bit when he pulls his head back, but I don't know if that's going to necessarily be a problem in the Glover Teixeira fight, unless he's backed up against the fence, which he might be. Now, this is really where Jan does his best work, and I do expect at some point him to be defending takedowns against the fence, because I think Glover's going to much prefer his percentages of winning when he's on the floor. When he's up against the fence here and he's breaking these clinches, this is the danger. And Jan is so good at this. Bit of space, and he throws a short kind of, it's almost like he's just throwing it to prime his left hook. Bang, look at that. You see, there's the left hand. As the underhook comes out here, you'll see the right hand fire through like a hammer fist. But knowing full well he's not trying to hit him with power, he just wants to touch him to bridge the gap for the power hook. There it is, little touch. Touch, primes him. And then look how he turns his body into this. Drives, look at the twist through this leg. Twisting through here, through his knee. Look at that. I mean, look, like, I'm teaching left hooks all the time. Like, this is a great example of how that twist comes through the leg and goes all the way through the body. Like, watch how the knee twisting around in this direction brings the hip around in this direction, brings the shoulder around in this direction, brings a massive knockout punch around in that direction. Hip, shoulder, bang. Lovely, lovely work. You know, we saw the same thing against Dom Reyes as well. One more time. Can't see it too many times, can you? Little right, hammer. Look at the torque going through his midsection. Very nice. Very nice. And then same thing against Dom Reyes. But this is, I mentioned earlier about how he adapts things, how he changes things. This is much more of a, it's much more of a forward punch, more of a straight punch. I mean, you can see how he'd done the damage to the body as well. That's what I was talking about with that body kick. I mean, he dropped Latifi bad with that body kick. Definitely something he can be using against Glover Teixeira, who for sure has only got a limited amount of body shots he can take. Backs up. There's the short right again. Look, can you see it? He throws it out there like a Wing Chun punch, like a snap punch to the chin. But he doesn't throw it out there to turn his shoulders. It's clear he's not throwing it as a power punch. Snap. But then look how that elbow comes up. And that's basically like a spear just there. He's aiming that straight into the side of the head of Dom Reyes. Bang. See how it's quite straight? Still though, left hand. When you've got that kind of variety in your left hand, and poor old Reyes' legs turn to spaghetti. When you've got that kind of variety in your left hand, you don't need big spaces and ideal setups to make it work. Look, here we go. Little Wing Chun punch, and then he comes over and punches down. Oh, I bet it's got some crack on it, that left hand. And the timing of it is a big part of it as well. You know, he's catching people as they're moving towards it, catching people as they're vulnerable. Lovely, lovely work. Really nice, and you can see the elation as well. Now, Jan's wanted to, you know, he came over from KSW to be the UFC champ. That was his goal, and there was a lot of high expectations. Of course, John Jones being the figurehead of the division made it difficult for everybody to get to that throne, but now Jan's got it. You know, Glover Teixeira is one of the toughest tests in this division because of how consistent he is and how confident he is in that basic game that he's got. And There's nothing particularly stand out about Jan's game, which means that Glover might be able to edge him in every single range. But I expect Jan to be a bit more sharper with his hands and be a bit more concussive with his blows. And I think that's the point of difference. The question is, can Glover Teixeira take one of those shots and still be there in the third, fourth round to start looking for that rear naked choke or the arm triangle? I don't know. I don't know. I think Glover will be confident that he can come through that early round, but I think Jan has got a real heavy left hand on him. And I think with the confidence that he's got the belt around his waist now and the confidence that he's got, you know, a guy that's relatively hittable and quite predictable in his game, even though his game is difficult to overcome, at least you know what to expect. Better the devil you know. And the devil that he knows is Glover Teixeira, who's got an excellent ground game. So if I'm Jan Błachowicz, I'm keeping this a Thai boxing match and using those moments where I'm turning off the fence to try and land those close range left hooks. Great fight. Great card. Check out the other war rooms. We've got four of them up. Make sure you check them all out and the podcast as well. All right. My brain's melted and I need a cup of tea. Enjoy the fights and I'll see you next time.